When I was a child, I grew up in the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, and there was a hymn by Charles Wesley, Methodist, that we used to sing, especially at children's services. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. If you're a cradle Catholic, you probably have never heard this hymn. I don't know if Catholics sing it or ever sang it. But I have to ask, where on earth did the idea come from that Jesus was meek and mild? It's even repeated in the second verse of the hymn, "Thou art gentle, meek and mild." Come on. The gospel readings over the past few days seem to me anyway to contradict that view of Jesus pretty comprehensively. I know he's gentle with sinners. Think of him with the woman caught in adultery, or think of him with the thief on the cross beside him. There you see an ability to forgive that is apparently without limit. But the people Jesus really goes for are not, interestingly, the sinners, not the ones who break the law or break the rules. The ones he's attacking here are the apparently model believers, the experts, self-styled, who know all the rituals and never fail to go to the synagogue and quite possibly pray far more than, well, I hate to say this, but far more than I do, and maybe more than you do. But these people have got themselves stuck in the glue of convention. These are spiritual prisoners of their own limited idea of God, of faith, of what it means to be good. Because it's true, isn't it? You can go to Mass every day of your life. You can pray morning and evening. You can say umpteen rosaries. And all the time you can be missing the point. We all know people who are the opposite, who rarely or never set foot in a church, but who are unfailingly kind and helpful and generous, who are always quick to respond to other people's needs, who are always ready to forgive other people if they're thoughtless or even downright cruel. I think these are the people Jesus is referring to when he says that the prostitutes and publicans will go into heaven before us. But we know what God wants. We know how to behave. We know how to speak. We know how to love. And if we don't put that knowledge into practice, we are on what Shakespeare calls the primrose path. In the same passage from Hamlet, Shakespeare says that the way to heaven is steep and thorny. Oh, yes, it is, but it's worth the effort. It's if we take that path that we acknowledge the Son of Man, as the Gospel passage says. And we have his promise that then he will acknowledge us before the angels, because that's the straight and narrow way that leads to life. And that's well worth the effort.